Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Serotonin Anti-Aging Centers debuts first South Carolina location. Serotonin Anti-Aging Centers is opening its first South Carolina location at 1145 Savannah Highway, Suite 220, with a grand opening event on October 9th. The center will offer treatments like medical weight loss, hormone replacement therapy, and body contouring. Owned by Julia and Peter Sheehan, the Charleston location is the first of three planned for the area. Staffed with licensed medical practitioners, Serotonin focuses on hormone optimization, aesthetic enhancement, weight control, and immunity. The franchise aims to lead the anti-aging industry with personalized health plans and a focus on overall well-being. For more information, visit serotonincenters.com/charleston or call 843-547-5892. Biomed News Breaks, NutriBand Inc., NASDAQ, NTRB, reports 51% revenue growth, strong cash position to advance Aversatinol. NutriBand Inc., listed on NASDAQ as NTRB, reported a 51% revenue growth, reaching $1.29 million for the 6 months ended July 31, 2025. With cash reserves of $6.9 million, the company is well-positioned to advance its lead product candidate, Aversafentanil. This product has a Type C FDA meeting scheduled for September 18th. NutriBand plans to submit an NDA based on data from a single Phase 1 human abuse potential study, potentially making it the first abuse-deterrent transdermal fentanyl product globally. The company's second program, Aversabuprenorphine, is projected to reach peak annual sales of up to $130 million. NutriBand continues to grow revenue through its Pocono Pharma contract manufacturing subsidiary.
Biomed News Breaks, Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTLC, engages IBN to lead corporate communications. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTLC, has chosen IBN to lead its corporate communications. The company, focused on developing RNA-based treatments for cancer and underserved diseases, is currently in a Phase 3 trial for pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma with its lead candidate, OT-101. Led by Chairman and CEO Dr. Vuong Trieo, Oncotelic is supported by a proprietary AI platform and a 45% stake in GMP Biotechnology Limited. With a mission to address high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric indications, Oncotelic is advancing its drug pipeline through strategic partnerships and internal programs. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at IBN's website.
Heartbeam Inked advances power of ECG with high-fidelity at-home heart monitoring system. Heartbeam Inc., listed on NASDAQ as BEAT, is advancing the power of ECG with a high-fidelity at-home heart monitoring system. The system's design emphasizes user-friendliness and portability, aligning with the trend toward remote patient monitoring and telemedicine. Heartbeam plans to launch commercially upon FDA clearance of 12-lead ECG synthesis software later this year. The innovative Heartbeam system is cable-free and captures the heart's electrical signals from three directions, synthesizing them into a 12-lead ECG for comprehensive arrhythmia assessment outside clinical settings. This approach aims to revolutionize cardiac care by allowing patients to monitor their heart health conveniently and accurately, overcoming the limitations of traditional 12-lead ECG systems. Celebrating 5 years of exceptional endodontic care, Elite Endodontics is celebrating a significant milestone as it marks its fifth anniversary with over 500 positive reviews on Google. The practice's commitment to exceptional endodontic care in Pensacola is evident through its innovative techniques and patient-centered approach. Utilizing the GentleWave procedure, Elite Endodontics ensures minimally invasive root canal treatments, reducing discomfort and promoting faster recovery times. Patients have praised the practice for its compassionate care and professionalism, solidifying its reputation as a trusted provider. Looking ahead, Elite Endodontics plans to expand its outreach efforts to educate the community about the importance of endodontic care and the benefits of seeking treatment from a specialized endodontist. The team remains dedicated to providing outstanding service and making a positive impact on dental health in Pensacola. Biomed News Breaks. Lantern Pharma, NASDAQ RN, CEO Panna Sharma, featured on IBN's Biomed Wire podcast. Lantern Pharma CEO Panna Sharma discusses the company's mission to accelerate cancer drug development using AI on IBN's Biomed Wire podcast. With progress in three ongoing clinical trials, he shares his outlook on the future of precision neuro-oncology. Lantern Pharma, an AI company, is transforming oncology drug discovery with its RADR AI platform. By leveraging machine learning and multi-omic data, Lantern has built a pipeline of promising drug candidates targeting novel cancer mechanisms. For more information on LTRN, visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively. For SMS alerts from BioMedWire, text BIOTECH to 888-902-4192. Visit BioMedWire's website for full terms of use and disclaimers.
Investor News Breaks, Nanoviricides, American, NNVC, to present at LSX World Congress 2025. Nanoviricides, Inc., NNVC, will present at the LSX World Congress 2025 in Boston on September 17 at 12:30 p.m. The company is developing broad-spectrum antiviral drugs designed to resist viral escape. Nanoviricides' lead drug candidate, NV387, is planned for RSV, COVID, long COVID, influenza, and other respiratory viral infections, as well as MPOX smallpox infections. The company is also working on drugs for shingles, oral and genital herpes, HIV, hepatitis C, rabies, dengue fever, and Ebola virus, among others. Nanoviricides holds a worldwide exclusive perpetual license for several drugs targeting human viral diseases. The company's platform technology is based on TheraCore nanomedicine technology. Investors can find the latest news on NNVC in the company's newsroom.
Investor News Breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited, NASDAQ, QNTM, receives buy rating, $45 price target from Kingswood Capital Partners. Quantum Biopharma Limited, QNTM, has received a buy rating and a $45 price target from Kingswood Capital Partners. The valuation is based on discounted cash flow and assumes successful Phase 2 and 3 trials of lead candidate LucidMS between 2026 and 2028, with a commercial launch in 2029. The report, led by Kingswood Senior Equity Analyst Karen Sterling, PhD, CFA, was prepared independently without consideration from Quantum Biopharma. Quantum Biopharma is a biopharmaceutical company focused on developing treatments for neurodegenerative, metabolic, and alcohol misuse disorders. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/QNTM.
NutriBand Inc., when market confidence validates scientific innovation. NutriBand Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol NTRB, recently saw investor confidence in their Versentinel product validated through warrant exercises at $16.40, generating $5.3 million. This demonstrates strong conviction in the abuse deterrent transdermal patch ahead of its NDA filing. The strategic funding received positions NutriBand to finalize development and FDA submission, with a target of $80 to $200 million in peak U.S. annual sales. This market validation is crucial for companies like NutriBand, working on innovative solutions for complex issues such as opioid abuse. For more information on NutriBand, visit their newsroom online. This segment was brought to you by BioMedWire, a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest developments in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors.
The Dairy Alliance optimizes dairy milk education in Southeast schools. The Dairy Alliance, a nonprofit funded by dairy farm families in the Southeast, has expanded its reach in schools across the region through youth wellness programs that increase dairy milk consumption. This year, the organization awarded Dairy Optimization, Fuel Up, and GN Youth grants, benefiting nearly 375,000 students in Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. Laura Buxenbaum, VP Health and Wellness at the Dairy Alliance, emphasized the importance of dairy nutrition education in schools, stating that these grants provide resources for schools to serve milk in fresh and engaging ways, supporting student health and well-being. The Dairy Alliance awarded 124 Dairy Optimization DO grants in spring 2025, funding programs like Moo Brew, smoothies, and milk dispensers for over 80,000 students, as well as providing Fuel Up and Gen Youth grants for more than 128,000 students in the 2025-2026 school year. The Dairy Alliance's youth wellness team trains school nutrition staff to use grant-funded equipment and implement programs effectively, delivering dairy nutrition education to help students understand the benefits of milk and dairy foods for building strong bones and bodies.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.